W4DJW.
Error, error, exit.
W4DJW clear.
DJW, this is Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo.
Good evening, Wayne. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. What you been up to?
Well, I was trying to set the clock on the repeater. When the repeater we're on now was offline for a couple of weeks, it lost its time setting, but it's ignoring my DTMF now, so I'm not able to do that.
Don't you just hate when you have days like that?
Yeah. Every time I do that, though, every time I set the clock, it's been so long since I set it the last time, I forget how to do it, so I have to think about it. And then it comes to me, oh, yeah, you got to do this.
Oh, me. Yeah, I just got home a little while ago. Had a long, rough day today, playing in the mud just a little bit. Got the big truck stuck, so had to get that thing pulled out. That took a little time, but other than that, I'm tell you what, I am so ready for it to just stop raining.
Well, I'm in the house so much, I don't really notice the rain that bad. I do look out the window several times a day, though, and see that the rain is still coming down and wonder the same thing. When's that going to stop?
I noticed that you are following a page on Facebook that Last Man Standing, Mike Baxter page and all that. You keep up with what happens on there?
Only if something comes up in the main feed. When I check the main feed, I usually check it in the morning, and that's about it. Go through it, and I did see the amateur radio news line in there this morning. That's about the only thing interesting I saw.
To go back and look at Last Man Standing, the Mike Baxter part, there's a post. It was on the 21st, and then he posted, if you look at his log sheets, you'll see my call sign on the log sheet. And then if you look at yesterday, he actually posted a video, and the video, and it's so funny, I keep cranking my amp up, and I'd hear him, and then I wouldn't hear nobody, but then I'd hear him, but I wouldn't hear nobody else. But then listening to his video on the other end, it was so hysterical, I almost wanted to cry, because I was like, man, I'm never going to get through. But I would come through and pile right over top of everybody, and all of a sudden I'd just flatline, and then it'd come back up, back down, back up, back down. But in the mix, we do make contact, and it's on video. I just thought maybe since I seen you was following that page, you'd probably get a kick out of hearing one of your local owns making a contact with the studio.
Is that the guy that does the Tool television program? Is that who that is?
Tim Allen.
And there's Gary. Good evening, Gary. Oh, Gary, not Gary. Greg. Sorry about that, Greg. Hey, while you're here, just let you know that your suggestion worked. I have it in my hands now.
You were referring to me?
Yeah, KI4SVQ. Sorry about that, Wayne. Greg popped in there, and I had to tell him. I had to ask him how to get my CWP. Refreshed after 3 years of expiration. He gave me a hint, and I followed it, and now I have it.
Okay, great, great, great. I wasn't sure what you were referring to. I'm just passing by. I heard you wanted to say hello.
Well, good to hear you on the air. Stop by more often.
All right, buddy. You know, I'm an HF guy. I almost never even turned this radio on, but for some reason I did tonight. I'm going to let you guys continue on. Just wanted to say hello. And hope everybody's having a good new year so far, KI4SVQ.
All right, you too, Greg. Have a good evening. Good to hear you. Go ahead, Wayne.
KG4MK, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you go to that page, and There's a video that was posted yesterday, log sheets posted the day before, and I think I was number 45 or something like that. But anyway, I thought it was pretty cool that they posted a video where you can hear everybody call, and you hear me a couple of times in the middle of everybody. And there's one time I think I went maybe 3 or 4 kilohertz, 5 kilohertz. I forget how many kilohertz I went up. And it was just right before I called and I realized that I was on the wrong dying antenna, and I switched antennas. So I had to reload the amp again. Well, you can hear, just prior to me coming in there, you can hear me up the band, or unless it was somebody else, but the timing was perfect. You hear, I'm thinking, Lord have mercy, they can't hear it at that far away.
What's the name of that group? I'll go out and look and see if I can find it.
Yes, Kilo Alpha 6 LMS group. And then the other group is, let me see, Mike Baxter, Last Man Standing TV show. Like symbols on his profile.
Okay, I found the first one. I'm looking on there now. Hey, Kevin. So, Wayne, I'm not a member of KA6LMS. What was the other one?
Mike Baxter's personal page. It's, he's tagged to it because I'm sitting here looking at it.
Okay, I am a member of that one. So, I'll look through there and see if I can see it. I see his handwritten logbook there. Go ahead, Kevin.
Tim Allen, the tool man. Is that the one that plays, the bearded guy on TV that does the tool show thing?
Yeah, that's him. That's the guy that does that. Well, he doesn't have a beard, though, I don't think. I just saw a picture of him. There's no beard, but he does that tool show.
We're all keyed together there.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Home Improvement, I think, yeah, that's what that was. And then this new TV show they got out right now is Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. And there is a page that you can follow. You can follow that one that I was talking about and the other one. And you're on that one because you're already friends with him. But, yeah, there's a log sheet there. There's another set of log sheets down below there, but it's the one for the 21st. And in that video, that video's pretty cool, too. Okay?
Good evening, Steve. And Wayne, I clicked on that video, and all it did is go through his paper log. I haven't found the video yet.
Kevin, are you still out there?
Go ahead.
Well, David, you and Kevin, tomorrow's the big day, and I'm going to let things dry out a little bit. Everybody's going to meet over here at my place at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to try to get this antenna resonant, get it tuned up. So, you had asked me to let you know when we were going to do that, Kevin. David, if you wanted to swing by, buddy, you'd be more than welcome.
Well, do you have a way to measure the SWR across the whole band? Or if you do, then you don't need me.
Well, I have a Rig Expert 55 Zoom. And I've been using it a little bit, and I'm becoming more or less semi-proficient. But I am not familiar with this antenna. And I got it about 10 feet up off the ground and tried it out, and I'm getting a 6 pretty much through the spectrum. So any intelligence along the way would be greatly appreciated. So anyhow, you're welcome to come on up tomorrow. If you're not busy, if you haven't got anything else to do, come on up. Kevin, if you want to come up, we're going to be up here about 1 o'clock. I know you kind of wanted to see my setup.
Well, if Kevin's not going to go, I'll go. And Wayne, I've gone through several videos. They're all on the 29th, though, of December, so I haven't found one on the 21st of this month yet. Steve, I don't know. It depends on the weather. If the weather's okay, I might be up there. I'll be a fair weather friend. How's that?
By the way, I tested everything out as far as raising the tower. Oh, it's just slick as butter.
I'm glad to know that. You poured a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that, and I'm glad it's working out.
Yep. Hey, Kevin, do you need me to text you my address?
Yeah, text it to me.
Okay, I couldn't remember whether I texted it to you or not. So, listen, I'm going to get out of y'all's way. I'll be KN4 VWA. And hopefully getting a little less moldy with all this rain. Y'all have a good evening. KN4VWA, clear.
Well, you said 1 o'clock tomorrow, so that would give me enough time to do what I got to do first thing in the morning. I got to do one thing, and I'll head up that way and stick around for a bit, and then I got to come back and do something else. KN4, UBG, KN4. BWA, we'll holler at you a little later on, Steve, and say 73, Steve, and I'll holler at you tomorrow. Back to you, Dave.
All right, I might see if your address is good on QRZ. I'll find you, Steve. And Wayne, I see where he has that he went QRT on the 21st. Is that the one that's in?
That's Kilo Alpha 6, Lima Mike, Sierra experienced some very poor conditions during our 1/21/2020 operation. Nevertheless, the LMSARC club members, Rob, made a few contacts. Here's his video. And then that's, that was yesterday at 7:52.
Okay, I'll go back up. I think I missed it. Okay, that is the one that I was in. It says he experienced poor conditions. Nevertheless, LMSARS club members, Rob AA6RA, made a few contacts. Here's the logs. The video will be available soon. You should contact us and want our QSL card, do all that. So is the video somewhere in there where the pictures are?
You know where it's at now. It's on the Kilo Alpha 6 LMS page, which is his other page. That's where it's at. I'm just linked to both of them, and it's got, because he tagged me on it, it was, that's how I got to it. Okay. You get on the Kilo Alpha, the Kilo Alpha 6 LMS, and then you can see it, because I'm sitting here looking at it now. I was on that other page looking, and I was sitting there thinking, wait a minute, okay? I went to what me and him were talking, because we were talking on the message thing back and forth, and now I'm looking at it.
Okay, that might be the one that, because I clicked on a link and it went to a site like that where it wouldn't show me anything on that one because I'm not a member of it. What contact, his contacts have numbers beside them. Which number are you?
45.
Okay, that's the page I was on. I see you. SC5533. RST55 to us and 33 to them. I found it.
I thought that was pretty cool. Regardless of the situation and how it all ended out, you seeing that video is pretty cool because to me, I felt like I was 5'9 because I was loud as crap. But, hey, it's what they give you, I guess, for the meter, not the way your sound quality is. But I thought, when I seen that you were following that page, I thought you probably was on the other one.
No. Well, when I tried to go, there was a link in there somewhere that I clicked on. Yeah, at the very top, 23 hours ago. And it has a groups, and it takes you to that KA6 LMS page, and I'm not joined up with that one.
encourage you to do that, because once you answer the questions, it's like 5 minutes and then maybe 10, and you remember. You can go in there and see all that and watch the video and stuff. But every time something gets posted, when he's going to be on the air, that's the page you want to be really seeing the action. Even though you need to really keep up with both, because it kind of like helps you get linked back and forth with the stuff that's happening.
What is his QTH? Tim Allen's QTH?
Burbank Studio in California.
Away, man, from here. That's good contact.
It was running about 400 watts, and an off-center dipole, and the band conditions on 40 meters of all bands at 8:30, I think it was at night here, which means it was like 4 o'clock out there. If you really think about it, the band conditions were the worst I have ever seen in my life. I still was hearing him. It was broken. But when he hit his peaks, that was when I jumped on it and nailed it. But it was shortly lived, though. It didn't last long.
Well, that blew my mind, man. I never would have ever thought that Tim Allen was a ham operator.
He does got that club call for the show. If people come in, do they invite in there to operate it and all that good stuff? And there's several people that are musicians and things like that, and actors and all, that talk on the radio that completely blow your mind some days. And you're like, wow, I've been sitting here talking to this guy for an hour and a half, and he plays for such and such, and I'm like, well, darn. Okay, well, anyway, what was you building again? I don't even care.
Pretty cool contact there. I mean, you know, I have to check it out one day. Or is there any way you can send a link to that?
Facebook. You just follow the Kilo Alpha 6 LMS. And then if you follow in that one, you pretty much are going to find out and hear and learn and know everything that's going on. And he'll post the times and the frequency. What he'll do is he'll say, at 2300 Zulu, I'm going to announce the frequency. He'll announce the frequency not 2 or 3 minutes after that. He'll run for about 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes. That's it, done.
Out. I'll get with Dave one day and get that call sign up. Dave's got it wrote down there. And I ain't got nothing to write with here right now. But I got a plate in one hand, a microphone in the other, and I'm about ready to let y'all get back together there. And I'm going to eat my spaghetti and get ready to go to Steve's house tomorrow there and see what he got going on. But I'm going to say 73s to both of y'all, and y'all have a good night, and I'll check back in a little bit when it comes net time. KN4, UBG, you have a good one out that way, Dave, and I didn't catch the other name, and we'll give you a holler back later on.
All right, Kevin, you have a good evening, too. Maybe I'll see you at Steve's tomorrow. And the other guy's name is Wayne, KG4MUK. He's been around this repeater for a long, long time. You can tell by the KG call. Go ahead, Wayne.
That part is true. I can honestly say that audio, I hope nobody on this repeater takes this the wrong way, because I aggravate these guys. And you got to understand, when you're old, you can call people names. Sometimes some people take it the wrong way, but some of the fart bags I talk to. Dave, I know you probably fell out of your chair when I said that, but some of the fart bags, I'd like them to tell them, like, you know, I really like your call sign. That's cool. How long you had that? 45 years. I said, is that a vanity call? And they're like, yeah, it's a vanity call. And I'm like, well, what'd you call it used to be? And they'd tell me, and I'm like, wow, that's some jacked up letters and stuff going on. But now, when I get up there talking on the high frequency or top band or whatever, these guys can tell me exactly within a year or so of when I got my call sign just by that kilo golf. Nothing else, just the kilo golf.
Yeah, I know it's early because I know my mother got her call sign when I was still a teenager, and she's not with us anymore, but she was a KC, Kilo Charlie. And my dad's, I don't even know what his very first call was. He got it way before I was born.
Aggravate me, and they say, you ought to drop that G and be K4 muck. K for muck. And I'm like, no. Why don't you drop it and say KG4UK? I'm like, because I'm not in England. And then they'll be like, well, what would you change it to? I was like, I'm not going to change it. I said, just like some of these other guys that's got these WB6 calls, you know, they've had them calls since the 70s, early 70s, late 70s, mid 70s. You know, I've done gotten so used to doing it in CW. I've done gotten so used to doing it when I'm DX, and changing now would be useless. I mean, it's been hung on me too long, and everybody knows me by it.
Yeah, I figured that was important when I got my call, too. My first one was KI4GQT, and that's hard to say, really hard to say. So I decided that's not going to stick. My dad's, everybody in the neighborhood knew my dad's call sign. It was on the back of his car. It was W4DGP. So I figured W4DJW is not too far from W4DGP. I'll just go with one like that that's easy to remember. So a month after I got my call, I switched it so that it would be early on so I wouldn't have to relearn a new one.
You do that, stick with it. I mean, it was a call that I wanted to do one time, and I thought it was funny because I was aggravating Rob about it, but he was just like, you crazy if you get that call, son. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm not going to do it. I had him going. I had him thinking I was really going to do that. And he was like, man, really, you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, well, I am. And then I really seriously had him believing it. And finally, he's like, well, you get your new call sign in, you know. And I'm like, no, I never done it. I'm not going to. He's just like, you dirty, bloody, rotten, whatever he called me.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, it makes it better for a lot of people. I know a lot of people change theirs a lot, and then they think nothing about it. But I don't do contesting, so it's not an issue for me.
I know. Something else I was going to ask you. Is that thing that we were talking about, is it a single 500Z, or is it twin?
It's 4-5211B or something like that. Does that make sense? Does that sound right?
4-572Bs?
Yeah, it's like a 1300 watt.
Because I got 2-572Bs in mine. And, $198 a piece, that was like heartbreaking.
Yeah, I got some new ones one time too because I suspect that they might be a problem, but it wasn't the problem. A problem is either somewhere with the capacitors or somewhere with that little transistor circuit.
For me, okay, yeah, I was sitting there thinking, may have to build a whole new cat board for it or something. And it is, to me, it sounded like, from what I remember, something blowing a capacitor or whatnot, and it keeps doing it. It is, to me, it sounds like it's something in that board. I'm just wondering if you rebuilt the little, I call them pie networks, but if you rebuilt the little network of capacitors that are back there at the back and then rebuilt the capacitor board, I just wonder if you maybe stepped it up a little bit, made it a little beefier, And I was just sitting there thinking, well, what's your plate and grid on that thing?
It's not on the plate. It slid off the plate a long time ago.
No, gone, don't even register?
On my plate of things to do, yeah, it doesn't even register. I mean, it's up there. And I have other irons in the fire that supersede it.
That's not what I meant. I meant, what's your plate current and your grid current? Do you remember?
That was like 6 or 7 years ago when I was messing with it last. I haven't messed with it that long. I don't have a clue.
Yep. Mine's about 100 on the grid and about 345 on the plate. Mine lights up about 6, and that's with 100 in. And then once I get that, I back it down to about 85 or 90, and it's talking about 475, 450.
Yeah, I never used it much over that. That's about all I did was 400 every now and then. I never pushed it to its max because I never put it on 220. It was always running on 110.
Well, that shouldn't affect it because I'm running on 110 and I could be running on 220. But the thing about it is it's just going to just allow it to not pull as much power. It'd be more clean and more efficient with the 220, but even with 110, when I got my grid, my plate, and everything's perfect, and, you know, I pump it out there to about 6, and then back it off about 10-15%, and drop it down, and it just Cadillacs, but I kind of got an idea of what it could be, but I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, what cat board would need to be, how far you'd have to go with it. Probably have to just rebuild a whole darn thing as far as those caps and boards go.
It doesn't have very much time on it at all. It's probably got less than 20 hours on it total.
Crazy. But, yeah, what time do they start the net tonight? Is it 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? Well, I guess it'd be 9 o'clock, wouldn't it? Because somebody had done run us off.
Yeah, that somebody would be me. I'm calling it tonight in 28 minutes. W4DJW.
W4MUK. Well, I'll let you go for right now because I know you're kind of, I don't want to talk you to death. And then when it comes time, you'll be like dragging your feet by you. Hour and a half, 2 hours later. But I always enjoy talking to you, Dave. I really do. I stayed in here for a while, and I disappeared for a while, and I come back in here for a while, and I disappeared for a while. Then I come back again, and it's just like, you know, work, daggum, sucks the life out of you, and you just lose the mobility to be able to take the time to put time in the radio. But, you know, I try to get in here as much as I can, and once I upgraded, it was just like, what the heck? I don't know what UHF and VHF is good for right now, because I'm having too much fun on them others now that I've done burnt them to the ground, and it's just like, I got to come back to this every now and then.
Yeah, I know what you mean about work sucking the life out of you. I've had that happen. I just got freed up from about 3 years of that. When did you say Rob's training was going to be done?
January 24th, let's see, January, February, I think the 2nd, about the middle of the, he said between the 2nd and 3rd week of February. I want to say it was February the 24th or 26th, whatever the last Friday is around that time, that's when.
Okay, so he should be back by March if he doesn't have to put all that training to work. And that could extend his stay away for even longer. Anyway, I'm not going to keep you waiting. I know we've been talking for a little while, but I do need to go refresh my water jug. It's got about a thimble left in it. Anyway, good talking to you. I enjoy hearing Rob when he comes in here. I'm looking forward to his return. KG4MUK, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Rob. Rob, Dave. Get it talking about him. Get thinking about him. Yeah. On weekends, sometimes I get to talk to him. Sometimes I don't. He's been doing a lot of crunching, class work, school, stuff like that. Basically, what he's doing is it's a whole nother job level in a whole nother field, and he has to, over there in England, they make them go through rigorous classes and testing sessions and on-the-job training. Once you went through the first month, the second month, you're on-the-job training, but you're also taking classes and little short seminars where you're going through things, and then they give you a test, and each week you got to pass these tests. So he's done his beginning stage. He's done his second stage as of this week, and then I think next week, 2 weeks, he's going to really be cramming up that last one, and after that, he'll be free as a bird. But anyway, the sad news is he told me about the week before he went to doing that, he disconnected everything in his ham shack and was going to start rearranging stuff. And then he said those classes started, and he ain't touched none of his stuff. He said it'd probably take him a week to get everything reevaluated. But anyway, I'm going to cut it short, and I'll let you get back to doing that water jug. All right, KG4MUK.
Catch you later, Wayne, W4DJ, W Clear. W4DJW.